This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. Whether you're listening via the podcast at Podbean, or whether you're listening live right now, or whether you're listening to the repeated program, you are so warmly welcome. We come to the 55th part of God accepting me. Ephesians, we're looking at today, the third chapter, and verse 20. As we near the end of this amazing chapter of Scripture, Paul says this: "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." We've looked at some amazing scripture in this section. I'm going to bring it to you again from verse 16. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And now we come to this. Now all glory to God. All glory to God. All glory to him for everything that is happening in our lives, because it's working his purpose out. It is because of him. All the blessings that flow into our lives. I was talking to somebody only yesterday, and I was saying, you know, we look at the negative sometimes, but we should stop looking at all the negative. We should stop being negative. We should only ever be positive. Why? Because we belong to him. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish, watch this, infinitely more than we might ask or think. And that's the point. If we spend our lives in negativity, and you know exactly what I mean by that. Oh gosh, I don't know. If that happens, oh my word, what is going to happen then? Oh no. Instead of saying, if that happens, then something good's going to come from it. Because God Almighty has told me so. And how has he told you so? This way. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work in us. So that mighty power is always constantly at work in us. It never stops. It never fails. God's love never fails. It keeps on coming. It keeps on pouring into our lives. And if we stay positive, that is what we're going to see. We're going to see God at work, and we go through a disaster and we think, yes, this is pure joy when we go through trials of this kind. Why? Because Scripture tells us so, and I believe it because it's going to show perseverance. Sometimes we have to push through. Sometimes we have to persevere. Sometimes we have to go through some suffering. And as we suffer and go through that suffering, we know this because this verse keeps shining in our ears and in our minds and in our hearts. All glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us, watch to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think. So therefore, we're thinking, what can God do in this situation? And then God does infinitely more. And it's all happening in the background, and we don't see it. We have no idea what's going on. And therefore, if we stay negative and do something that God doesn't want us to do, because he wants us to take our hands off the situation, and we go and do something, it makes God's job so much more difficult, because we've just done something or undone something God has already put into action. He's saying to us, listen, stop making hasty decisions. Take all negativity out of your life. Let there not be any negative words that come from your lips. None. I know people that have nothing but negativity in their lives. When they speak, everything's negative. When they talk, you begin to feel that negativity pour out of them, because the worst is always going to happen. Oh, if we do that, that's never going to happen. Really? Oh, that person said such and such to me, and I don't know what to do now. Oh, it's awful. Oh, everything is so terrible. Oh, I can't see a way out. My life is in a mess. I don't know what to do. Oh, woe is me. You hear what I'm saying? Nothing but negativity. And when the rubber hits the road, it is up to us to be positive, to stay positive, to stay clear on the pathway that God has placed us. You see, this is the point. If we do that which God tells us to do, and we keep our eyes on Jesus, what can go wrong? Nothing. There may be disasters happening. There may be disasters to our left or to our right. But we're positive, and we're staying focused on Jesus. Why? Because the Bible tells us to do exactly that. And if we do that, and we stay positive, God has free rein in the background to work his purpose out. Whatever he wants us to do, however he wants us to do it, he is there in the background to work all of this purpose out. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us. Say that. Now all glory. Repeat it with me. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us. You see, that work is continuing. God's almighty power is working within us. That's so important to remember. It's so important to understand. Just try and visualize it in your mind's eye. See you sitting in an armchair. And look behind you. And visualize God and his angels and his archangels all busy at work, working through a problem, sorting out an issue. It's an amazing picture. And then you stand up and you walk to the wall and you do something that is negative. And you see all of those people, the angels, the archangels, you see God himself, all thinking, okay, we've got to start again now. Now see the picture of that man, that woman sitting in an armchair with their eyes raised to Almighty God. Now see the work going on in the background. And you can visualize that the situation is being resolved because that person is keeping their eyes focused on Jesus and nothing else. The Lord whispers in your ear. Whatever your situation is, the Lord whispers in your ear and says to you, I've got this. And as he tells you, I've got this, you must let it go. You must just let it go. Look for the positive in your life. Look for the positive in every aspect of your life. Look no longer at the negative, and your life will change. That I can promise you. I can assure you of that, because the scripture is saying to you very clearly, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us, watch, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. So our brains don't even compute what we'd like God to do. We say openly what we'd like him to do. But that's not all of it. Because God wants to do infinitely more than what we're asking and what we're thinking. Why? Because he's our daddy. Because he's our father, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will never leave us stuck, for he is there beside us. His rod and his staff are comforting us. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, and we say we love you and we adore you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.